Today at Kwaadinam, October 2nd, was a wonderful day at our Bangalore temple site where we're carving the Iravan temple completely out of stone in the old traditional way. It was a very sacred day when the Silpis, these are stone carvers, and that is their traditional name of their jati, blessed their tools. Thousands and thousands of chisels, each lasting 3 or 4 minutes, and then it has to be sharpened again in the ancient way on a fire. We are reviving the art of the traditional stone carvers of India, and actually it is a training school for young aspirants to come forward and learn first how to chip a stone and in later years how to carve a flower and then a deity and then a face. It's a really wonderful place, and if you were ever in Bangalore, visit. Jiva Rajashankar and his wife Kamani, his son Sintalali Bond, and Duray Singham are all there 100% with all of the Silpi carvers. Over 75 now. Many have been with us for 7 years, working consistently, a puja every morning, meditation in the evening. It's a venerable ashram. We're so happy with what you're doing. And we're talking right to you, Jiva and Kamani. Right to you. The celebration included a magic show. And a long, 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 long applause for Jiva and Kamani as to the wonderful work that they are doing and the kindness that they're showing the workers. And we had the first plan in India for a retirement program. And of course, we take care of all the nominal hospital needs and much of the food. We want to tell you, group of Silpis, that we are so proud of what you're doing. We're talking to you through cyberspace from Kwaadinam to the Bangalore Gallery, where you are gathered around our very small computer there, and we hope someone will donate a bigger one. That's a request. But we're all beggars here, begging to complete this magnificent project of the Iravan Temple. A wish-fulfilling Shivalingam is within it, and everybody is blessed. Nobody is denied a blessing. Have you ever felt that you needed to say, I'm sorry? Have you ever felt that you needed to say, I'm sorry? Have you ever felt that you really needed to say, I'm sorry? And were too proud to say, I'm sorry? And we're too bashful to say, I'm sorry. And we're too resentful to say, I'm sorry. Yet you knew you had to say, I'm sorry. And you said it mentally, but you never let anybody know. Well, you were all bottled up on the inside. Your soul was saying, say I'm sorry. Settle the matter. You knew you were wrong. Humble yourself. Humility is the great quality of the soul. Humility is a strength of the soul. Humility is really a siddhi, a power. Or Hindu scriptures say that the wheat and the rice stand tall, but as the grains develop on the top, the head bows down. It hangs its head because it's so heavy with nutritious grains. So do the wise bow their head, so heavy with the knowledge of the Sanatana Dharma. What I want you to do today, if you have been coming to the Arinam, our ashram, at least 3 times, through cyberspace, I want you to go to someone and say, I am sorry. I made a mistake. I hurt your feelings. But I really love you and I didn't mean to do it. Speak to them. Speak to their soul. Not to their body, not to their mind, not to their emotions. Speak to their soul. As your soul is speaking to their soul, you both move forward in your karma so fast. Say, I'm sorry. Don't be too proud. Don't be too shy. Don't ignore those inner feelings of your soul. The still small voice within you knows what's right. That still small voice, make it loud, listen to it. It is your soul talking to your intellect, trying to remold your ignorance. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow in our familiar place, looking at our computer screen, PC or Macintosh, and we'll be together. And we like it this way. But this is the sadhana of today. And if you don't fulfill it, I'll be sorry. And you don't make me unhappy, do you? So let your soul shine forth. Make a big advancement in your life. And once you break through the hard crust of the ego, once you break through the shyness of the ego, because shyness is only an excuse, you'll be able to allow your soul to guide your life, and that is called spiritual living.